Well, hey folks, it's Jay Napier here. Welcome to another edition of Profitainment, where we talk business and profits. Today, we are talking expenses. So, before I get started, let's talk about the various professionals. We have tax attorneys, CPA, we have accountants and bookkeepers. Now, I'll let you do your own research on those. You may already have one, but I'm going to tell you, you may want to shop around a little bit. So let's get started with this. How do you choose one? Well, a conservative professional in that area is going to be very tight to the point, and when they see a receipt that, you know, it's unclear what it is you bought, they're going to question whether or not you can write it off. Now, I've always heard it said that if you put your business name on something, you can write it off. So, in my case, something like Napier Media, I could do that. But something like just a plain old Nike shirt, not going to work. But think about something else for a minute. Now, my brother is in the tree service industry. He's in the lawn care industry. And for quite some time, he would wear bright yellow neon shirts with silver reflective tape on it. And of course, you know, he would wear them everywhere, mostly because, well, that's what most of his clothing was. He worked a lot. A whole lot. So, I mean, it kept him safe. But would an accountant take the time to sit down with you and say, all right, what's this for? You know, that's that weird process where someone has to at some point sit across the table from you and say, I wasn't sure what this was. And maybe it says Dury's Shirt Company. Well, who are they? Well, maybe they don't know. So here you are. You've got these shirts with, and you bought 23 of them, enough for almost a month. And they're questioning whether or not you can write it off. That's conservative. Being more liberal in nature means being to the point of you're more relaxed, understanding, and you have to know the rules of the game. And I think that's part of the reason why I really encourage anyone who is in business to understand what they can and can't use as a tax write-off. And the tax laws change regularly. So you want to make sure that you have a good quality accountant you work with who stays up to date every year on the new tax laws. That means they go back to school to learn what they can and can't write off. And corporate taxes is much different than a regular, you know, small business. So just to give you an idea. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk expenses. So what are expenses? Well, your phone is a big expense. It's a 24/7 communications tool with you, the business professional. That means that if one of your clients or customers sends you a note at 3 a.m., you know, an instant message, whatever the case is, that they can't make their 12:30 luncheon with you, for whatever reason, well, then you can take and open that space on your schedule. That doesn't mean you have to roll over in the middle of the night in bed and listen to the tweak tweak and open it up and say, oh, look like Bobby Joe's not going to make it today. That's fine. Let Bobby Joe do what Bobby Joe's got to do, and you're going to do what you got to do. But what it does mean is it is 24/7. No matter what profession you're in, yeah, most people take their profession as such. It is a profession, which means you're professional about it. And that doesn't mean you don't have fun with it. I mean, I've known baseball players that are very professional and they love playing baseball. I have known accountants that hated what they do at times, but other times liked it. They made it fun. And there's other people that, you know, it really doesn't matter what industry you're in. The key is to understand that if you are a business owner, if you are the CEO of a company, the chief financial officer, the chief marketing officer, you know, these are positions you hire for, and they're also positions that are important that you understand exactly what you're getting into. And sometimes it does help to have a good balanced look at what's going on. And that's what I try to do. I have some key professionals I'm looking to have on this show in the very near future. And I'm looking forward to actually interviewing him because, you know, he's an understanding man that understands the industry all the way around. So when you think IRS, well, this guy, he has worked for the IRS. Right? I guess, and maybe I shouldn't put words in his mouth, but I know he has worked directly with them on some type of a very balanced level. But he works with independent business owners. And I think that's one of the other things I want to talk briefly about. Independent business owner. You know, what is that? Well, it means that that person is pretty much interdependent, or they rely upon themselves to get results. Now, that doesn't always mean that, because quite frankly, you know, I can go out and if I need a new logo designed, I can, you know, invest money in someone doing that. They'll send me a receipt. And if it doesn't say logo design on it, then it then becomes my job to write logo design. And you're keeping track of what's going on there. Now, the next key thing is, what type of expenses can you take? Well, you know, it just depends on what you do. And it depends on the cost of that expense. So, what would you really want to expense out? Well, an automobile is something you expense out. And as a business owner, it is better to lease it. Some people will say, no, it's better to buy than lease. Maybe for them. But what I understand, and you know, this is where the money people get in the way, because, you know, sometimes these money people, they're building a fortress, if you will. I'm going to call Dave Ramsey has a fortress, because, you know, people listen to him and they're like, well, you know, that man knows everything. He's so smart. It's the same answers he was giving back in 1992 when I heard him on the radio for the first time, when he got on a bankrupt radio station. So no, it's really the same answers. And now, of course, he's got his family writing books and doing the same thing. So sure, he's got a story. He started toting around a bunch of self-published books in the back of his car. But he also was doing other things too. He was selling paper. He would find real estate contracts, find someone to buy them, and they'd pay him $5,000. Well, that's not pretty bad money, is it? Depends on how many you sell. And considering he was in real estate and investing and whatever, you know, it all came down to one thing, a banking crisis, or what was the savings and loan crisis. They called all of his loans and he didn't have the money to pay them all off. So yeah, he had a traumatic issue then. But I doubt, very much doubt, that a lot of you are set up in such a way now that that works. If you are, well, you know, you probably don't realize it because savings and loan don't do savings and loan anymore. In the banking crisis era, while it's still around, I mean, some people still remember back around 10 years ago when that happened. And you know what? Maybe it's worse. Maybe it's better. I think the nature of what I was getting at is leasing a car, you're paying a monthly payment to somebody. You're not buying it. So, you know, instead of going out there and buying a $30,000 car or a $50,000 truck that you really have to have because you're in an industry where you have to have a nice, powerful truck that has a lot of torque and will pull your equipment. If you have to have that, you have to have it. Does it have to be new? No. But let me tell you something. If you're going to do a job and that job that day is going to pay you $4,000 in gross income, you know, before all your expenses, you don't need to be calling up and saying, well, this 1999 truck I've got, the transmission went out and I can't come there. You just lost $4,000 and put everybody else on that project behind. So anybody who was dependent upon you to bring that equipment out, whether you rent equipment, whether you're doing the work yourself, watching somebody you pay do the work, it's definitely something you really want to pay close attention to. Let that sink in for a moment while I take a drink of water. All right, so on that one project, and I'm just going to throw some numbers out. I don't know what your business is. But on $4,000 in one day, let's say your overall daily expense for that day, including buying lunch or lunches or including diesel fuel and everything else, let's say your total net profit that day would be, I don't know, let's call it $3,100. It's pretty good. Now you take and you say, well, I don't want to pay $750 a month for a new truck every 2 years. Now, where does that make sense? You know, some people, well, Dave Ramsey's not going to buy you a transmission for your truck and make back the $4,000. So when it comes to expenses and someone arguing these points with you, consider the opposite for a moment. Consider that it is important. Now let's go into some other more fun expenses. Now, no matter what it is you do, you probably enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, well, you know, find a way to make it enjoyable. But anyway, most people do something they enjoy. They do something to make money, create an income, enjoy life to the fullest, take some vacations here and there, and have fun doing it. Now, I just happen to be in the travel business. And, you know, I've been kicking around for 16 years in that business. But let me tell you my personal story. Now, when I was 13 years old, I got a newspaper route. And when I got that route, well, you know, it was an independent contractor style position. I had to get a work permit and all kinds of other stuff. And there I was, supposed to be carrying these newspapers by hand up to the front porch. Well, that didn't happen. I was supposed to go knocking on doors, collecting 35 cents a month. That didn't happen either. But the newspapers did get delivered. I had 100 a week. And when it came became tax time, well, mom and dad took my paperwork down to the accounting office. It was $350, I think, $349. Now think about it. As a 13-year-old, and you're paying $349 for someone else to do your taxes, and I think I came out with $80 left over. And I don't remember. It was probably 5 months, maybe six, that I delivered those newspapers. But I remembered that. And that kind of got me interested in taxes, expenses, how it all worked. And I spent a lot of time with my dad, so I learned a lot about business. I learned a lot about the newspaper industry as a whole because my father was in it. He was also a newspaper route owner. So, you know, not a lot of people think about working 365 days. Maybe you're in a 365 business. We were. Anytime I had a snow day at school, I was out working with my dad. Summers with my dad, Thanksgiving, Christmas, night before putting together those big inserts with all those wonderful ads. Yeah, I was doing it. Now that was a daily afternoon paper. That paper is since gone. Most of the newspaper route ownership parts are gone. But back then, I mean, gee, if you had a Cincinnati Enquirer route, you did pretty well. And that was the big newspaper everybody wanted. Now, of course, later on, there became USA Today, which I helped my dad with. And, you know, I didn't have to ride the bus anymore. Yeah, Dad would take me with him. We'd go down to the convenience store and pick up whatever newspapers he had for the day. I'd fold them for him, and we'd deliver a handful, drop me off at school, and he'd finish up. You know, later on, that followed me on along, too, because he did that for a very long time, and I ended up, when I was able to, I went ahead and started working with USA Today, originally, you know, just delivering the papers to different stores and newspaper racks. But, you know, that was a little tedious, and you had to empty the coins, and you had to collect the money and all that. It was more than I wanted to deal with. So I ended up delivering papers while I was going to college, which was a lot better. But, you know, same situation there. But let me turn the clock back a little further to about when I was, I want to say I was around 18. I originally started when I was 13 delivering the Loveland Herald. Still around, I believe. And, well, I became the open route carrier, which meant once a week, they delivered 1,000 newspapers to my house. I folded them, I delivered them, and took care of that all in one day. It was a nice one-day-a-week job. Made some good money doing it. Also made things like car expenses and insurance tax deductible. You know, I ended up doing that and something else, and it would balance out because I could take those expenses away from the taxes I'd paid in. And that would allow me to get back more money for the taxes I paid in. You know, not a lot of people really understand the tax system. And of course, it's changed over the years, and it continues to change. So, you know, people complain about our political system, President Trump, and all of his businesses. Well, if you understand setting up a business in any way, and I've taken a lot of effort to understand the many, many different ways you can set up different businesses and the nature of doing that. But, you know, when you think about it, you know, you may own 5 locations all under one roof, or should you have 5 locations, each under different names. So one might be Your Name Store at Harper's Point, Your Name Store of South Carolina, Your Name Store in Florida, whatever you want. But if you incorporate each one in the Florida store, doesn't make it. It just, you know, it won't produce a profit. And you're sick of throwing money at it. You bankrupt the thing and you're done. They can't chase you down personally. They can't chase you down for any of the other four locations. So let me get back to the expenses part. So being in travel, just about everything is a part of what you do. So I'm looking at a computer screen. It's part of what I'm doing right this very moment. I get email right here. My phone, again. What next? Rental cars? Yes. What next? Hotels? Yes. Restaurants? Yes. Theme parks? Yes. Activities? Yes. What isn't included? That's an easier question. Anything that you would wear that doesn't have your business name on it, with one key exception, in my opinion. What if you go to Disney World for a week and every day you buy a new shirt? Interesting question. Well, I am of the opinion that I'm going to use it at some point to start a conversation. I used to wear red Crocs with a Mickey head on it. It's the only ones they had in my size. And you know what? They were a conversation starter. That sounds a little better. It was something there that if somebody saw it, there it was. And eventually I got a black pair with a red strap over top of it. They don't even make Crocs anymore. Kind of stinks if you ask me, but yeah, they went out of popularity. But there's a lot of things that, you know, I mentioned restaurants. Now think about this. You probably live in an area where you go out to eat often, but how often do you go just a little bit beyond that to the big city? I don't know. Maybe you live in Provo, Utah. People travel there. Chicago, well, which pizza's better? New York-style pizza. New York bagels. Well, yeah, if you're down in Orlando, there's a lot of restaurants, a lot of places to stay, a lot of resorts, a lot of theme parks, a lot of activities, a lot you can spend money on. And the only thing is, you know, you really have to have the money in your bank account to do it. And even as a sole proprietor, you get 5 years to make a profit. And if you don't, well, you close that company and open another. There's a lot of different business models that you can look at. But I think you're kind of getting the gist of things here. Travel, in my opinion, and I'm sure you can understand where I'm coming from, is the best. Because you can go to Hertz and Avis and Enterprise. Everybody's heard of those companies. They advertise on TV for you. You can take a Carnival cruise, Royal Caribbean, Princess. You can go on Viking. You can go on any cruise line. People know the names of them already. Hotel chains. Hilton, Hampton Inn, Days Inn, Best Western, any of the major brands, and there's a lot of them. Sometimes even the stinky ones that you'd never heard of aren't so stinky. They're just way out in the middle of nowhere. They've been there forever. What about camping? Yeah, camping. You can make activities like that part of your adventure. Get in the business. Create a product. Start reviewing things. Start a blog. start advertising, make some money out of whatever it is you're doing, because you might as well. Too many people run around, and again, I'm not your tax professional, so what you're doing could be misconstrued as a hobby. But I want to make sure you understand that these expenses, whether it's putting fuel in your car, whether it's making sure that you've got the right umbrella to keep you dry at night when you're out in the pouring down rain, or maybe attending a concert. Do you know travel agents can sell concert tickets, sporting tickets? So yeah, imagine, you decide, hey, I'm going to follow my favorite team. You start buying your tickets from yourself, and you get to keep the commission. That's pretty nice. And then everybody else wants to start going with you as well, and you get bigger, better tickets. So many different directions. But hey, with all of that said, thanks for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed our expense edition of Profitainment. We'll be back soon to share more and more with you. You enjoy this day and every day. Till later.